Hello, this is Sean Anderson, and I'm grateful that you took a few minutes to stop by today and listen to the blog titled My Tidy Whitey's Moment. Here we go. Let's talk about getting engaged, not married, engaged to your life. Most people aren't disconnected from life. They're just not engaged to it. So a slightly perturbed email landed in my inbox. It read, "It's easy for you to have a life. You have money to do things." Well, okay. So let me tell you about a recent Saturday. From 12:06 p.m. to 2:22 p.m., I went on a solo 5-mile hike, and life showed up immediately. Two brightly colored male turkeys were in full Casanova mode, trying to impress a nearby group of hens. Feathers puffed, gobblers firing, colors brilliant. They were fully in their moment, performing, posturing, alive in it. Well, one of them noticed me. He turned, moved toward me with confidence and aggression. I changed trails immediately because I seek adventure in life, not unnecessary battles with turkeys. So coming off the trail later, I walked through a quiet neighborhood where almost no cars passed. One man stood in his driveway washing his car in tidy whiteys. Not swim trunks, tidy whiteys. They were soaking wet. I saw things I didn't need to see. I kept walking. Near the Little League fields, kids were dressed exactly like major leaguers, black under the eyes, batting gloves tucked into back pockets, big league spitting mastered, professional swagger on full display. I sat in the stands for an inning, and well, honestly, they weren't playing baseball. They were becoming somebody. But my walk and day's adventures were not finished. Crossing the Phoenixfield parking lot, I saw 5 teenagers on bikes, 2 boys, 3 girls. I thought about the turkeys again, just different species, but same exact dance. Near home, I stopped to talk with a neighbor who had just laid fresh sod in his yard. He laughed. "That's how people from Minnesota keep grass green." Finally, I made it home, tired in body, refreshed in spirit, because I had seen something simple but easy to miss. Life. It's always happening in plain sight. Not online life, not filtered life. Real life. Turkeys competing for romance, squirrels chasing each other through trees, clouds changing shape by the minute, kids rehearsing who they dream to become, teenagers practicing how to be seen, strangers living unguarded moments everywhere. And none of it required money, only awareness. Life isn't missing, it's just missed. My sneakers were old and dirty, my backpack was years past being new, my sweat-stained Nike hat was older than all of the Little Leaguers. Nothing about my uniform was impressive. And now I circle back to the email I received. We've somehow convinced ourselves that living fully requires spending fully. It doesn't. It requires participation, a willingness to notice what's already happening, a willingness to step into the moment you're standing in. A lot of people don't need a bigger bank account. They need a bigger connection to the life happening inches from them. So if you're discouraged today, if your mind feels heavy, if life feels like you're on life support, if you're feeling sorry for what you don't have, get out of your head. Get off the couch. Step away from the screen. Get engaged with life. Tie on the old sneakers. Go see what life is doing today, because it's still out here. Performing, unfolding, revealing itself to anyone willing to look up long enough to notice it. Not someday, not somewhere else. Here, today, now. Because life is happening all around you. And the best part, admission is still free. Thank you so much for stopping by today and spending a few minutes with me listening to this week's blog. Go out, create a great day, create a great week, and may you inspire others to live and do the same.